We good? All right. Good morning and welcome. We do have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is open this morning, so if you have kids up to the age of two, you're more than welcome to take advantage of that opportunity. This is still Pastor's Appreciation Month, so take some time to show some appreciation to the pastors. There are copies of the annual report in the foyer, so if you would like a copy of the annual report, you can go ahead and grab one. The bridal shower for Jersey Johnson will be next Sunday, November 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m. And then Club Rock is also looking for a couple helpers. Each week we have some people who can't make it due to a few different different distractions and quarantine and things. So if you could help out with Club Rock, that would be great. Also this morning, we are not going to have Sunday school, so after service, we'll have fellowship time, and then you can feel free to leave as you wish. there is youth group tonight, and then Wednesday, we'll be having Club Rock as normal, and then Praise Band practice is at 7 p.m. in the future. Next Sunday, we'll be doing communion, as well as the bridal shower for Jersey Johnson. And then that is it for the announcements that I have. Does anybody else have any announcements? Yes.
There's very little coffee, but if people want some, I'll make a little bit more, but I didn't make our normal 60 cups.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Enjoy a little bit of coffee before you head back out, but I don't want to stay either,
so. Okay, yes. So there is a little bit of coffee, and you're more than welcome to have a little bit of coffee, but we have not made the full quantity of coffee this morning. Any other announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Psalm 62, 1 through 2. For God alone my soul waits in silence. For him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken.
Well, good morning. We are absent song leaders this morning, so much to the amusement of my children, I will be leading singing. So I'd invite you to take your hymnal and turn it to number 353. And if those in the back could mute this mic, you'll all appreciate it, I'm sure. Thank you.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock, a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. No ever leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm.
Thank you very much for singing with me, and please be seated. Our time of praises and prayer requests this morning, a few items to bring to your attention. Please continue to pray for Pastor Jim and Tammy and family. They are home. They made it home last night. Long day for them, I'm sure, with the funeral for Tammy's mother and then traveling back. So we continue to pray for their family and Tammy's dad, especially during this time. You saw an email probably over the last day or two. Diane Welch has been has tested positive for COVID, so pray for her. Also, you saw an email probably about Donna Peterson. She took a fall Wednesday night, fractured her hip, and she had partial hip replacement surgery. My understanding this morning is that she did not have a good night last night, so please be in prayer for Donna, and also for Greg and Paula, as they're helping to take care of her. An update on Michaela, about three from the bottom there on your prayer list, Mike Ketchin's niece. She is out of the hospital and doing well, so that's a praise. And go up several above that, Shirley Sterling. She was able to be here Wednesday for the church meeting, and she's doing pretty well. And praise that she did not get COVID after Ernie's positive diagnosis, but continue to be praying for her and her physical therapy. We have other prayer requests this morning or praises? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. It is a day that you have made, and you instruct us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we do thank you for the blessings that you give us each day. We thank you for your provision for our needs. We thank you for safe travel for each one who is here this morning. And we'd pray that you would be with those who are not here, whether it's because of the weather, because of illness, having to quarantine, whatever the reason may be. We pray that those who can't be here with us this morning would find opportunity to spend with you. Perhaps they can be joining us through our live stream. We pray that technology would work well this morning and would be able to get the entire service. We thank you for the capability of doing that. We thank you for the positive report about Mike's niece, and thank you that she is out of the hospital and doing well. We thank you for being with Pastor Jim and Tammy and Josh and Becca as they traveled yesterday. Thank you that they made it home safely. We pray that you would continue to be with Tammy's dad especially and with their extended family during this time. We thank you for the life of her mother and the opportunity that the family had to gather yesterday to celebrate her legacy. We pray that you would be with these requests that we've mentioned this morning. We pray that you would be with Diane and her family, and pray for her during this time. Pray that she will not develop major symptoms. We pray that you'd be with others that are dealing with quarantining because of exposure. We thank you that Ernie is released from his time in quarantine. Thank you that Shirley did not develop COVID. And thank you they were able to be here Wednesday evening. I pray that you continue to be with Shirley's physical therapy as she heals from the knee surgery. We pray that you would be as well with Donna Peterson, and we pray for her healing and not only the issues related to the partial hip replacement, but we know there are a number of other health issues that are related there with blood sugar and other things need to be taken into consideration. So we pray that you give the doctors wisdom, be with Greg and Paula and decisions they may need to make, and pray for strength for Donna and healing as she goes through this time. We do pray that you would continue to be with the ministries of our church. We thank you for the meeting that we had Wednesday and for the good reports that we had, and we thank you for the way that you have provided faithfully for the needs of our church over the past year, the financial needs, need for a new youth pastor. We thank you for Derek and Kelly coming. We thank you for your provision in so many ways over the past year, and we just ask that we would continue to be faithful and wise stewards of what you have entrusted us with. We pray that you would continue to be with the various ministries of our church, especially today. We think of youth group this evening. We think of Club Rock. We thank you for the opportunities in those ministries for our church to invest in the lives of young people from first grade all the way up through high school, and the opportunities to share your word with them and your truth with them. And we thank you for those who faithfully serve and help out in those different ways. We pray that you would be with our missionaries, all of the missionaries that we're privileged to support through our body here, and this month especially. We pray for James and Heidi Romano and for their family, for their unique ministry that they have. We pray that you would continue to provide faithfully for their financial needs, to give them safety in the different ministry opportunities that they have. And we pray as well for our country. We pray for your guidance for our elected officials. We pray that they would desire your guidance, that they would seek your wisdom and discernment and the responsibilities that they have. We pray that you would be with the election that is coming up very soon. We pray for your will to be done in that. We thank you for the men and women that do serve our country through various elected offices, and also that serve in the armed forces to keep our nation safe. We pray for their physical protection. We pray for those that are separated from their families, that you would be a strength and encouragement to them while they're apart. We pray that you would help each of us to seek ways to show your love to others, to be a light to those we come in contact with. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Yes. Ooh.
And there's three of them hospitalized. Having contacted Heidi last night, she said their whole family has tested positive except for Jaden, who's about else to be. Luckily for Jaden and Heidi initially, specifically, they said they're tested positive but they're feeling fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Those online, in case you weren't able to hear Tim was sharing that James and Heidi Romano's compound, where they are, the 80 people that live there, and 70 of them are currently tested positive for COVID. Several are hospitalized, but be in particular prayer for the Romanos and all those that are part of that ministry there. So ask the praise team to come up this time.
Back in order here. I know that we are few in number today, and we have been the last couple of weeks, but thankfully we don't need a large number for the Holy Spirit to be among us and in our midst. This week I've been thinking a lot about this song, this first song that we're going to sing. Every time I think of it, every time I look at it, sing it, I think of my Grandpa Skip. I always remember him singing it when I was pretty little, and I always remember the great big smile on his face. And as I was thinking of the words, you know, we've had some loss lately, and we mourn that loss, but you know, they're with Jesus. They're not suffering. It's a glad mourning. You know, they're in this world is pretty rough on us, but I can't imagine how it'll be to have a new body and no hurt, no pain, no none of this stuff that we got to deal with here. So let's all stand and sing together this morning.
Some glad morning.
fun song for me to do. We haven't done it in a while, but I've always liked it. Probably because I remember my grandpa singing it.
Thank you.
song.
Father, we thank you so much that you are holy, that you reign eternally, that you're sovereign over everything, that you are in control. We thank you for the privilege to come and worship you this morning. We pray that you would be with our time as we look into your word, that you would open our minds and our ears and our hearts, that we would focus solely on you, that we would be encouraged by what we hear from your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.